Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. This is episode 15, Putting It All Together. Over the past 14 episodes, we have been exploring the 12 laws of the universe. Today, I want to talk about why we spent so much time focused on those laws and what the expectation is and how you can now use them. Every single one of these laws is about helping you to become more positive in your daily life and your interactions with others, or at the very least, looking to be more balanced and in neutral in those interactions. There's a lot of talk these days about being positive. Positivity is extremely important, and particularly when it comes to wanting to manifest positive things in your world. All these laws help us to look at situations and interactions, and rather than be reactive, they teach us to become more balanced in our interactions. You may be thinking, it's hard to always be positive. I don't always want to be positive. Maybe negative things happen to me, and I don't want to feel that I have to be positive when I don't feel positive. That's very true, and I want to talk about that. Being positive doesn't mean that you can never have a negative feeling or having something negative happen to you. We're all human beings with emotions, and we are expected to feel those emotions and to learn from those emotions. I am not suggesting that if something has happened to you that makes you feel sad, unhappy, annoyed, or just plain pissed off, that you shouldn't feel that emotion. You should. It's important to feel negative emotions as well as positive emotions. But when we talk about negative emotions, such as sadness, as it's been pointed out throughout the 12 laws, it's about varying degrees of how we feel positive or negative. What a lot of these laws teach us is that everything in our lives is not one extreme or the other. To me, it seems a lot of people think everything is either really bad, like the sky is falling, the world is ending, nothing will ever be right again, or they go to that far extreme and say everything is so amazing, everything is so incredible. Just the best. Now, if these emotions are genuine, then of course that is fine. We are built to feel, to be in touch with these emotions, and to learn from these emotions. If you're feeling down or sad about an event that has happened to you, then of course you're supposed to feel the sadness of that occurrence. But what the laws of the universe teach us is to put things in perspective. Based on other things that have happened in your life, how sad is this particular event? The 12 laws are just intended to give you some balance and perspective. Let's say, for example, you're involved in a relationship and that relationship's come to an end. This could be a sad event, but if you've seen it coming for a while, maybe it's not really all that bad. maybe this is actually going to turn into a positive for you. But let's say it does make you feel sad. Just look at it with non-judgmental eyes and make a determination in your life how sad it is. Does this event really make you sad? Or is it just something missing? Everything changes and it draws emotions out of us. But what we're asking here is to take a serious look and really make a determination about your emotions and how do you really feel about that event. All these laws teach us is to attempt to be balanced or neutral, feeling legitimate emotions, both positive and negative, and really putting them into perspective for us. Please understand there's nothing wrong with having an emotion that draws out a negative feeling. That's extremely normal. But what is not normal is if we get stuck in a cycle of the highs and lows, or we just get stuck in a cycle of lows, and we feel that there is no positive. If you have a mild swing towards the negative side one day, and then a mild swing to the positive side the next day, I think that's very normal. This is how we're built. But I do not think that if you have major swings with days of very negative feelings and then very high, you're not going to put yourself in a very good place of being balanced. You simply have to take a look and determine why you're having these feelings, right? So when we talk about being negative, we're talking about it's okay to have negative feelings, negative emotions, but really pay attention to them and see if they have true value to you. Don't just have major swings to the negative side and then major swings to the positive side. When we talk about being positive to manifest, we're talking about a general mood. We're talking about going through life and attempting to be as positive as we can in most of our interactions. That certainly does not mean that we can't have bad days or negative days or any such thing. We are going to have good days and bad days. Okay? I believe the laws are teaching us to recalibrate our feelings and emotions and to make sure they are real for us and not base them on what other people tell us they should be. There are going to be things that are mind-blowingly shitty, and they make us feel like crap for a while. If that's the situation and it warrants it, then that's the way it is. Be realistic. So when we talk about positivity and being positive all the time, we're not talking about going through this world not paying attention to negative things that happen or negative feelings. All we're suggesting is that you attempt to see the positive side of something. So what we've learned here through the laws of the universe is that we can use a number of tools to help us to be more positive and perceive the world in a more positive view. This is not Pollyanna. This is not looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Shit happens every day, and some of it is awful. Okay, some of it is really bad. The reality is, as humans, we are meant to feel ups and downs and have the emotions that go with that. So when I tell you during one of my podcasts that it's very important to be positive and to treat other people positively in the way that you would like to be treated, it simply means that if there is a positive side to something, then we should look for that and we should really take a good, hard look at what we're calling negative. When we have negative feelings, look at it and is it truly negative? Why are we feeling negative? Is there a positive side to that negative? By that, I mean, if you're on your, let me give you an example, okay? So let's say you're on a drive home, traffic is bad, you're a little late, you wanted to get home, okay? As you got onto the freeway, someone gave you the finger. Then someone cut you off, and your drive home turns out to be miserable. All we are saying is that in the grand scheme of things, this is probably not the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Maybe it really isn't overall that negative. I'm not suggesting that it's positive. It's not. It sucks. It sucks that people do things to us all the time. It sucks that people treat us this way. But it's really more important how we react to that situation. If it's truly negative and it really makes you feel bad, you need to think about why and look for the positive. You are not in any way upsetting that other person, right? They're going to go about their day and leave you in that negative state. Okay. So you most likely want to get home in a rush and you most likely feel a little bit of pressure, right? But probably in this situation, it's not really that negative. So if you were able to look at everything that happened to you and you were able to put it on a scale, a mental scale. So in your head, see some kind of balancing scale with, you know, on the far right, the positive side. On the far left, the negative side, okay? And look at everything. Where does it fit on the scale? If in that scale, that traffic jam, if you really looked at it and looked at, you know, what it means in the grand scheme of things, what it really means to your day, and you put it on that scale, I bet you, I don't know the details of the situation, but I bet you most of the situations that happen like that, they are slightly over to the negative side. They're from the neutral, slightly over to the negative. Maybe a negative one, a negative two, something like that. But it sure isn't a minus eight or a minus nine on the negative scale. Be pissed off, but learn to get over it quickly and return to neutral. It's just not worth it the way what it does to you. It's not worth it to you. That is all I'm suggesting. And when we talk about positivity and staying positive, that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about going around with a smile on your face, never feeling any negative emotion, not feeling any anger, not feeling any angst, not feeling any anxiety. We're not talking about that. We're talking about looking at these things realistically. So with this in mind, we are going to have negative things happen to us. We're going to have negative feelings, and some days they're just going to be downright crappy. But if you try to be a more positive person when you can, then you will put out more of a positive vibration and positive energy that others can sense and that will go out to the universe. And honestly, trust me on this, you will attract more positive situations and individuals to yourself. Clearly, if you are more positive, you will be put in more situations that are positive and draw fewer negative situations or events to yourself. But again, if something is truly negative, give it the proper value it deserves, treat it as a negative event with the emotions, sadness, anger, whatever it is, don't dismiss your emotions, but when you're done with the negative side of that situation, try to look for a positive. And if at all possible, make that negative into a neutral. Okay, so just try to bring it back a little bit. Just think, how does it fit into my life? What does it really mean on the grand scheme of things? Is it really that important? Was it really that bad? And if it is, like I said, give it the value it deserves. Feel the emotions. Deal with the emotions. Allow them to pass. Work on becoming more positive in that situation. But maintain positivity around other things. Don't let that negative incident, as bad as it may be, impact everything else in your life. So if you if you break things into smaller chunks and you look at that as an event and you say, that's a really negative event and I feel really bad about that. There's a lot of sadness associated with that. I'm really, you know, unhappy about what happened there. Allow that emotion to be there. But when you look at the other things in your life, don't allow that negativity to taint those. Look at everything as an individual event and give it the emotion it deserves as well. Okay? I have said this throughout the last 14 episodes, that for me, I discovered a long time ago that the law of attraction works much better when you maintain a positive attitude. These past episodes of the 12 laws have all been around raising our vibrational frequency. And that's why we're attempting to be more positive. Like I've said here now on this episode a number of times, it's okay to be negative. It's okay to have those negative feelings. The way I look at it is not every day or every situation is going to be perfect or ideal. It isn't meant to be. A lot of negative things that happen to us are there, and they happen to teach us to learn to deal with them. A lot of spiritual advisors will tell you to observe. Do not engage and don't judge yourself in that situation. And look at it from a balanced place and you will be more centered and your life will go much smoother. And what I mean by that is if you judge yourself and you treat yourself poorly about something that's happened to you, then you're really doing some, damage, for lack of a better term, to yourself, where you are going to really ingrain some negativity into your life, okay? And that's the negativity we're talking about. Bad things happen to people all the time. All I'm suggesting is try to find the positive, okay? So with that in mind, I would suggest that you go back through the 12 laws of the universe, either through my book or through the website, or through the podcast. Listen to the 12 laws. Make sure you're comfortable with them. Attempt to use some of that information in there contained to help you be more balanced and more positive. Okay? When you start working towards manifesting, you're going to need to come from a positive place. If you're in a negative place 51% of the time, then you're probably going to struggle with manifesting. When I started using the law of attraction, I found it very hit and miss. And what I determined was, a lot of my time, I was pissed off, bitching about something, finding fault with somebody, or just judging everything. Once I learned to observe, sort of step back and look at a situation, and then try to remain as neutral in those situations or as positive as I could, my efforts at manifesting began to work the majority of the time. Let's not be unrealistic and say that we're all perfect, okay? We are never going to be positive 100% of the time. That's just bullshit. It's not going to happen. So if we strive to be positive in all situations, then we are in a powerful place. If we're working to be positive, we're not always going to be positive, but if we're working to be positive, then we're going to hit it more often, okay? So let's strive, if we can, to be positive somewhere between 51% and 75% of the time. I'm certainly not somebody who you would consider the nicest person in the world or an angel by any stretch. But I do believe that when I can, it is important to be positive. I strive to be positive in all situations, but just like you, I feel upset. I feel angry. I stand in line and I get annoyed and I get frustrated with things. But I try to remind myself that that's really not a benefit to me. That attitude or that negativity is only hurting me. So I try to think of a positive side. Maybe if I have to stand in that line and I'm going to spend time doing that, well, maybe I'll, do something that will entertain me, or I'll try to keep myself amused. If I can leave and walk away, well, then maybe that's what I should do. Okay? And you being more positive, of course, is going to be wonderful for those people in your life. But the real point here and our goal here is to raise your positivity for yourself. You will find that once you become more positive, your outlook on life gets better and better. And more positive things start to come to you. Who doesn't want that? Think of the 12 laws as a way to help you be more positive. And that's all. I hope the 12 laws of the universe have made a lot of sense to you and brought you some benefits. And I really encourage you to look at them as just a way of increasing your positive vibrations out into the world and the universe. So congratulations, guys. We've made it through the 12 laws of the universe. They might have been a little dry. They may have come across a little preachy, but we are now going to move forward. And in subsequent episodes, we're going to begin to look at ways that we can manifest. We are going to talk about all kinds of topics around manifesting. I'm not necessarily going to be following my book from this moment on. We are going to start talking about some techniques and tools that we can use to manifest. As we begin to really learn how to manifest, you're going to start to see that your beliefs are going to be the most important thing that you need to master. We are going to spend several episodes talking about beliefs. You might think, what do my beliefs have to do with anything? Well, they have everything to do with manifesting. Let me give you an example. If you were wanting to lose 50 pounds, but your beliefs are limiting in your subconscious mind, and you've been told growing up that that's not possible, that that's ridiculous and it's just not going to happen. And that's what you believe? Then lo and behold, you will not lose the weight as long as you hold that limiting belief. If you do it and you lose that weight, it will be through sheer willpower and brute force, which means with almost certainty that the weight will come back. Because you are driven by your belief system, and it has to reign supreme. Those beliefs that have been ingrained in your subconscious mind rule everything you do. Now, you can outwardly in your conscious mind say, no, I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to force it to happen. But honestly, if it's ingrained in your mind, and even if you're not sure that it's in there, but it is in there, then that is what is going to reign, like I said. Okay? Another example, if you wanted to have the best relationship of your life, but you've been taught by people in your life, parents, siblings, that kind of thing, and there is a belief in your subconscious mind that all relationships go south, no one ever stays together, love doesn't last, or any other such bullshit that you've been told, then again, you will find it extremely difficult to manifest that into your life. We will talk about how to change your limiting beliefs in upcoming episodes, but also understand that this also ties us back to being more positive, okay? As you raise your positivity in your life, in general, you begin to feel better about yourself, and you slowly work on raising your self-esteem, which in turn helps when we go to eliminate those limiting beliefs. Now, I want to say here that my book, The Gifts of the Universe, talks about the 12 laws of the universe that we've just covered, but that's a very small portion of my book. Majority of my book talks about how we got these limiting beliefs into our subconscious minds and how to get rid of them. I teach techniques in my book, how to change your beliefs and to put in more positive beliefs and push out those limiting beliefs. There's a number of techniques and tools, and we will talk about it here over the next so many weeks. But if you want to get to them a little faster than we're going to get to them through the episodes here, feel free to grab a copy of my book, either in paperback from Amazon or ebook from Amazon. Give it a read, see how to change those beliefs. And then when we go through the episodes, it'll probably make more sense. So give you more information in there. All right. All right, everybody. I think that's a wrap today. I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining me. There is so much for us to go over in upcoming episodes. I am so excited to have worked our way through the 12 laws of the universe. Now we're really going to get to the meat. We're really going to get to that exciting part. I cannot wait to start working on talking about manifesting with you guys. Thanks for joining me here. And as always, if you enjoy these podcasts, be sure to subscribe. You can leave me a comment or check out my book, like I said, on Amazon. Until next week, thanks everybody.